But first, we're going to be talking about a concert that will be held down at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts next Tuesday evening, starting at 6:30 p.m. I have in the studio live this morning composer and new music guru, entrepreneur, Adam Shoemaker. Thanks for joining me again here on Classical 89.9.
Thanks, Kara.
It sort of feels the same, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. I hope so.
Different place on the dial, but same people, same musical conversations. So
sounds great.
I know you get up to an awful lot of things in your professional life. You are, of course, the education director at the Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Keys Fest, was that big job this month?
Yep, we're working on that for next Saturday. So it's kind of the culmination of this next week for me.
But at the same time, because of your love of new music and ways you're involved in organizing it, you have taken more time out of your schedule to support and promote a duo coming back to Kalamazoo, and they will be at the KIA next Tuesday night.
Yes.
Tell us about Chromic.
Sure.
Chromic.
When I was playing Keys Fest, I saw that Lucy Yao, a Western graduate, piano performance, she was coming to Kalamazoo College, where I also teach, to present a concert series, a concert on Thursday. And I was like, well, it'd be great to have her do Keys Fest. And so I asked her to do that. And then I saw, well, Lucy has this really cool, they call it a toy piano duo. It's not necessarily two toy pianos, but it's a new music duo with her and her colleague, Dorothy Chan. And they perform with electronics, with samples, with acoustic piano, playing the inside, and toy piano. And I was like, well, it'd be great to have this in Kalamazoo. Of course, you know, this was, we thought about this in the fall. And I was like, well, maybe I can write a small grant for it real quick. And, you know, we can get Dorothy to come here, pay for her flight, and have you do something. And so thus started the idea of bringing Chromic, their duo, to Kalamazoo to present a concert. As I was exploring things, Lucy kept sending me ideas of places. And I was like, oh, you've played in galleries and planetariums, and okay, interesting spaces. I'm like, wow. I first tried for the Richmond Center Gallery.
At Western.
At Western.
Which is Lucy's alma mater.
Yep. And but then at the same time, I was kind of asking KIA and, you know, being friends with Michelle Stempian over there, also education person. She was like, yeah, that sounds like lots of fun. So we kind of looked into what they had available during that week. And the gallery ended up being the space to be, which was coincidentally awesome because there's the paintings of David Park in there, who has a lot of musical-inspired paintings. I think he was a pianist, or at least played a little bit. I could be wrong about that because I'm not an art historian. But he has some paintings of, like, the shot from the piano in a band, and paintings of a cellist and other jazz ensembles. And so it'd be kind of a fun and interesting space to be in.
I sure like the idea of going to a gallery and letting my eyes wander as I hear a live performance, you know, and music that will be in some ways inspired by art as they perform.
Yeah, and they do some improvisations too, so I think they're going to be utilizing the feel and the look of the gallery for those improvisations.
This is a duo, Chromic, which will appear in a free concert at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts next Tuesday at 6:30. They'll set up in a gallery that is showcasing the work of artist David Park. You can look up his paintings online and see what you can anticipate for next Tuesday, bringing visual and aural art together.
Yeah.
It's a very fun idea. Can you tell me a little more about Lucy Yao, since I think you knew her when she was attending Western?
Yeah, so I mean, Lucy was a student of my theory class, and I can't remember which one. They all kind of blend together at this point.
Of course.
And, you know, as often as I see students kind of leave Kalamazoo and do different parts of their musical lives elsewhere, I sometimes lose track of people, and then I, you know, see them come back. And I feel like maybe it was a year more ago, I noticed Lucy was doing some really interesting things and kind of traveling the world, playing piano, and in New York playing piano. I think she's at the Mann School working there and, you know, freelancing and part of these little festivals. And I started to notice, too, that she has a lot of the same contacts that I have in the new music, what we call new music Twitter, you know. Like, so everybody's kind of interconnected, and I'm like, wow, she's doing some really cool stuff. And I started listening, you know, to what I could get, the little snippets they posted on Instagram. And kind of really enjoyed the sounds that the duo that her and Dorothy started, Chromic, the sounds they were getting. So that's what kind of had me following what she was doing a little bit more.
Can you tell me about how some of the sounds are accomplished? I mean, I already know I'll see a toy piano.
Yeah, so I don't know, because I haven't seen them perform live. All I know is what their tech needs are.
Uh-huh.
So we'll have a PA system. I managed to get the Kalamazoo Piano Company to help sponsor a baby grand in there. So I think they'll be playing inside the piano, maybe.
If you like how it sounds, you can take it home with you.
Yeah. So they'll be using acoustic sounds. We're supposed to bring what's called an Ovation keyboard, which is basically a MIDI controller. So I know they'll be running some sounds off of a computer. The toy piano, we're utilizing one that I have. It's a little 30 key. I was trying to find a 37 key, and I'd still accept one if anybody had a 37 key.
I'll go home. I have to count the keys, but I might be able to find one.
It's the full size. It's like a full, you know, three octaves. Most of them are usually smaller. Mine's only 30, but
yeah.
But so you have that toy piano, that kind of tinkly, you know, bell-like sound from the metallic rods. And then whatever the computer is going to be processing. Some of the artists they play are going to be using electroacoustic means of music production, so bringing the live sound into the computer and back out. Some of it's going to be pretty straightforward, you know, just blends of the different instruments. And then the rest, I just have no idea what it could sound like. I do know they're, from what I've heard, they're kind of soundscape-ish, a little bit of soundscape, a little bit, you know, new music sounds, depending on the composer.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great mix of sounds for the night.
It's a little bit diverting. It's too much of a diversion sometimes to ask about how it's done, because when you attend a new music concert, that's never the point once they get going.
Yep.
It's just about what is accomplished musically live, and does it work as a musical piece is the question, how they figured out ways to sample or resample and, mm-hmm. and put it back in. But I do find it fascinating, because they'll be probably having to set up a significant number of sources and then play a concert that to us feels natural and organic.
Yeah, it's kind of like the sound system and the computer and the electronics become just another instrument in the mix. I feel like Brian Eno at some point was like, you know, why aren't we amplifying everything? You know, as the technology is getting better, and why not just utilize it as a sound tool, you know? And so that amplification process is just part of the sound of what we're there to enjoy.
On the program, will we hear some Adam Shoemaker music?
Yes, I barely squeaked it in. my life's a little hectic right now with the young kids at home. But, you know, I wrote a small piece for Chromic. I'm trying to make it more flexible instrumentation, so it's really for two pianos of some kind. You could really play them on anything, even like, I would even suggest, you know, cheap keyboards if you wanted to, but it's two pianos and speaking, so speaking, singing, without too many harsh requirements, other than technically trying to pull off the rhythm. So it's a short piece I wrote for the duo, and they wonderfully, thankfully agreed to play it. I just sent it to them the beginning of February, so...
You are listening to Classical WMUK 89.9 FM, also on HD radios at 102.1-2, HD2. And I'm speaking with composer and new music champion, Adam Shoemaker, who was instrumental in bringing a really unusual duo to the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts for a concert next Tuesday. It'll take place in a gallery filled with paintings by David Park, and the duo's name is Chromic. Lucy Yao, we're about to give her a call to New York, wherever she is right now, I'm not sure. But first, let's have a listen to a Chromic recording and listen to a piece. Let me double check. It's called Lightless, and this is an example of what they can produce, two people with keyboards and keyboards plus.
And this is their first single they released.
Lightless is the name of that piece, produced by Chromic. That's a duo that will appear Tuesday at 6:30 at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. And it's a free concert held in a gallery. You will see two performers with a number of keyboards available to them. The music will come from many different places, from original pieces to a piece by my guest here, Adam Shoemaker, as well as covers. I saw Aphex Twin in the description. And here on the line, I am hoping that we still have Lucy Yao ready to talk to us. Hello, Lucy. Are you there? I may have lost Lucy.
Uh-oh.
She was also working on, I think, some compositions while she was on hold. So we'll see if she chimes in at some point, but maybe we could talk about the piece we just listened to by Chromic. It was, as you said, ambient or a soundscape.
Yeah, I mean, they just recently released this track, Lightless. I've listened to it a few times just because it was pretty exciting to see, you know, the group put out their first single. You can probably find it on most streaming platforms. And if you listen to it, you know, you hear both acoustic piano and toy piano in there, and then you have the effects that, you know, are being processed by a computer at some point, whether it's in studio or live. You know, these are the kinds of sounds that can be produced with this duo, since they're utilizing electronics and acoustic instruments. And so it's, you know, it's one sample of their sounds. With the many other composers that they have on the program list, you know, who knows what's going to happen at the concert. I think they're planning on doing a 90-minute set, and that's, you know, that'll be the show. So
perfect. It starts at 6:30. It's free and open to anyone. I think the gallery will probably have seating.
Yep, there'll be seating. It's actually the 6:30. You can start walking around the gallery, so it's kind of late opening, and then 7:00 the music will start.
Okay, so yeah, get a feel for the space,
yeah.
Enjoy the paintings of David Park.
And technically, if you wanted to walk around and see the rest of the paintings within the gallery while they're performing, you're welcome to do that too, which could be a whole other experience.
Well, thanks to the KIA for,
yes.
You know, opening up their gallery for something other than viewing paintings and art. It's kind of a great space anyway. It's a place you feel good in, just to walk in and be in an area of respite and art like that, and to also include live music is wonderful. The Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo has a little something to do with this as well.
Yeah, we got some funding the funding from the Arts Council allowed us to bring the other half of Chromic into Kalamazoo. Since Lucy was already going to be here, we were able to fly Dorothy in and, you know, get this program going.
Lucy, if you can hear us talking right now, you can chime in anytime. I think I have everything dialed up on the board, but in case I don't, we can always listen to another selection from Chromic, and I can give it another try. The Detroit Symphony Orchestra will be broadcast live here on Classical 89.9 in just over 10 minutes from now. Little Debussy. Very modern in his day. But that's been 120 years or so. So
crazy.
Come and hear Chromic at 6:30 on Tuesday at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. The information is at the KIAArts.org website.
Yes.
Let's go back to some more selections from Chromic, and you'll get another sense of what they get up to in the studio. This says it's by James Diaz, so someone wrote them an original piece.
Yep, they have many composers they work with.
That's a piece by James Diaz, written for and performed by Chromic. Lucy Yao is one half of Chromic. And we're going to try again and hope that Lucy can hear us this time. Are you there, Lucy?
Hi, Kara. How's it going?
Oh, how hey. Wonderful. Adam's here, too. Hello, hello.
Hey. Hi. Hey, great to have you. Thank you for having me.
We have been talking at length about your concert next Tuesday, and it will be a great relief to have the actual artist, Lucy, yourself. Talk about, you know, the duo, why you created it, and what you can tell us about next Tuesday, what listeners can expect.
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to talk about how we came to become a toy piano duo.
It's you and Dorothy Chan, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's not the first type of ensemble that you think. It's not a piano trio or, you know, four hands or anything like that. But we did start off at a music festival over the summer. And Dorothy, actually, she brought her toy piano. And we were playing a Cage suite for amplified toy pianos together. This was my first time playing with toy piano ever. And from there, it was just so fun. Like all the joy that you get from it, like having the objects be there, like, you know, very, very drawing, and the sounds too that you can bring out of it. So we were really curious to see how we could incorporate the toy piano with like classical music, or like with, you know, our upbringing, because we both are classically trained, as pianists and percussionists. So Dorothy on percussion. So yeah, we like, you know, the piece by Diaz was for four hands. So that was some of the repertoire that we play is for four hands. Some of it is for two pianos. Some is a mixture of, for instance, I'll be playing prepared piano, and then she'll be playing toy piano along with me. So yeah, just trying to see like all the kind of different instrumentations we can explore.
Where do you currently live and perform most often?
Sure. So I live in Brooklyn, and Dorothy's in Manhattan. So we perform a bunch in the city. We're in the middle of residency at NYU right now. It's a contemporary music festival that we're performing in.
Is that just the place to be for new music, new music initiatives, composers, players?
It is a place to be. I don't know if it's the only place. I mean, there's a lot going on here. You can come to New York and find like so many types of contemporary music, classical music, people who are doing interdisciplinary work, things with electronics and projections. And what I do love about being in New York is that you can find a lot of people who are so driven to collaborate and try to make something that's a little bit outside of the well-tread path.
Any thoughts, Adam?
I was just thinking, I feel like I wonder if Brooklyn is like all composers and new music people, because there's so many that live in that area.
Yeah, completely. But it's a nice community here.
What can you tell me about your days at Western Michigan University?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Glad you asked. I was just trying to make a schedule for myself. So I'm kind of doing a lot.
Actually, I was curious about when you attended, but also you're here for an extended stay, and you'll be visiting the school as well.
I can talk a little bit about my extended stay. I was at Western Michigan, and I studied with Sylvia Roederer and Laurie Sims, and I graduated in 2015.
Oh, that's marvelous. And Dorothy Chan, where did she study?
She was in Illinois.
Illinois.
And we both went to Manhattan School of Music, but at different times. But that was just like another funny thing to relate to when we met. I really enjoyed my stay at Western Michigan. I remember going to the Gilmore Festival as a freshman. And I remember, it was Timo Andres, actually, who was playing. And that was one of like the first contemporary concerts I went to that really opened my eyes to new music.
And here you are, returning to Kalamazoo from New York State and bringing your group Chromic for a concert on Tuesday at 6:30 at the KIA. We have about 2 minutes before we have to close down and head over to Detroit for a live broadcast of the DSO. But Lucy, I wanted to ask one last question. I understand you'll be improvising possibly and inspired by these images by David Park.
Yeah, that's right. I'm really excited for improvisations. Yeah, so we've crafted a program that kind of gives a taste of what we do. As a duo, there's no pun intended on that. sorry, I had to take it. We'll be playing the piece, the Light List that you heard, which was our single that was released last month, and then we'll be playing Adam's piece, making the premiere of that, and we'll be doing a couple of selections of these commissions that we've done in the past year. And on top of that, we'll be improvising to David Park. Yeah, so that I'm really excited, because I mean, there's not really a correct way to rehearse.
Right.
Yeah.
You just make it up, right?
Right. Well, or just, like, you know, pick something that you have, like, a strong reaction to and then just try to, you know, tell a story of through your instrument.
Lucy, thank you so much for joining us this morning live on Classical 89.9 WMUK, and have a wonderful concert on Tuesday. Adam Shoemaker, also, it's wonderful to have you come in and talk about this wonderful new music concert again next Tuesday at the KIA. Time to go to the Detroit Symphony. Thank you both.
Thank you so much, Kara and Adam. Nice
Thanks,
to
Dorothy. Okay. Oh, Lucy, sorry. I keep saying Dorothy's
name. It's okay.
Thanks, Lucy. Thanks, Kara.
Bye-bye for now.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.